Kiss 96.9, favorites of the 80s, 90s, and today. And it's time for the Dancing with the Stars podcast with my friend and colleague, Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Hey, Hunter, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's such a pleasure to be on the air with you, as always. You know, we've had a show for many years, and we got back on for this season. And it's hard to believe that Dancing with the Stars is in season 28. Can you believe it?
That's the second longest running, I
think. Yeah, it really is. And this is week number 5 already, and we've had the pleasure of commenting on it. You always see some very unusual things. And, of course, last night, week number 5 is at Disney, so you get to see some really exciting dances.
But the sad thing about that is nobody goes home.
Yeah, I know.
I'm waiting for some people to go home.
As a judge, you know, I kept waiting, and they kept saying, okay, we're going to vote someone off, and of course they did not. And we knew they weren't going to, because it's Disney. How can you do that to somebody?
Let's take that angle first. Sean Spicer's dance with Lindsay was a quick step. He still has no hip action, but he smiled all the way through that. And as a tribute to his dad, I think it was an awesome dance.
I thought that was nice. You know, his dad died of pancreatic cancer in 2016, a lot like how, if you remember, Patrick Swayze also, you know, we knew his wife, Lisa, and he died of pancreatic cancer as well. And it's a really terrible thing, and it was nice that he did honor that. I thought that was a nice gesture as well. We don't know how he's going to do. He got only 19 out of 30. We all kind of expected him to be off the show last night, but again, there was no vote off, so maybe by next week.
A couple of good dancers was Kel and Whitney. I liked their dance. They got a 9 or 2 9s and an 8, which totals out to 26. But they did a jazz thing, and I got a problem with jazz and contemporary dancing. It's just a combination of everything.
It really is, and we've seen this before. A few seasons ago, they introduced that as a category, and everybody said, well, let's just see what happens. It wasn't really traditional ballroom, Latin, or social dancing, but they added a lot of elements from all things. So it became jazz, contemporary, theater arts, a little adagio, different things that got pulled into that. But it is not traditional ballroom dancing, different. He really gave a shout-out. They gave a shout-out to all the theater kids, of course, which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, you got a lot of people that are in theater that are shy, and then they get out there, and they get to have some fun.
How do you call it jazz when you can't do jazz hands? I mean, come on.
I was waiting for jazz hands. We were all waiting for that. When you don't have jazz hands, you can't call it jazz. That's right.
both of us thought James Vanderbeek was going to go a long way, and he still got time, but time's starting to run out on him. He got 2 9s and an 8 as well.
I agree with you. We start off the season saying, you know, he was going to be the front runner, and he was. But we've seen this several times, that the person that's the strongest in the beginning is not the one that ends up at the end. They gave him a paso doble for Pirates of the Caribbean, which I thought was really cool. And that, you know, in order to give a little fun and exciting, they called it dramatic, they called it strong, but they wanted the movements to be stronger together as a partnership. It was a big hit, still 26 out of 30, their first 9s of the season, which is great, but not what we expected from him.
Lauren and Gleb did a pretty good job, but I think they left some elements of the samba out.
Yeah, that was a hard one. I got to tell you, samba is a challenging dance. When you watch it, it's a lot of fun to watch, but the beat structure is more difficult sometimes for couples, and they got a little bit behind as they were dancing, just slightly, and they never really recovered from that. It still was not bad. Obviously, it was very, very good. It was a great Under the Sea song, and they're nice dancers. They did well, but they really never caught up, and samba's like that. If you get behind, you'll be just a little bit off the timing, and it's enough that if you're judging it, you can see it very clearly, and it's hard to get back on because it shows in your face and your body movements.
We're talking with Hunter Lyle. It's our Dancing with the Stars update. Hunter is from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. My surprise coming along is Sailor Brinkley. I think the kid has a chance to do something really good.
I think so too. I have to say the energy is phenomenal, and we saw in night number 1, you know, she was pulled along by just literally a few days of practice because of her mom hurting her arm, and she jumped in with both feet and did well, no pun intended, and did a great job with that, and just, I hate to say this, sailed right along.
you are the best with the jokes.
Thank you very much. I had to put that in there. Just one bad joke, at least for this podcast, but she did a great job, and the Cinderella theme was lovely. It was a Viennese waltz. That's a very hard dance to do. It is a challenge. But you know, Val is an amazing performer.
Yes.
We met him a few years ago and got to know him. He's a really, really nice guy. And a 24 out of 30. He's a trooper. Great personality, great dancer, and a great teacher.
Talking about fitting their personality, I think Kate and Pasha's jazz dance was great. But again, I'm saying jazz, I don't like that as a dance competition.
No, I liked her. I liked her personality. I have to say, I get a kick out of watching her dance. I never thought she'd be out there. I just, based on the TV show and things that she's done, I never thought she'd be on the floor dancing. And A Spoonful of Sugar was a delight. They were laughing. You know, it's just, I think even Carrie Ann, it was almost falling out of her chair over
yes,
that
she
one.
Did. So that was hilarious.
I cracked up when I saw that. I thought that was just priceless. Because, you know, Kate's a comedian and just has a great sense of humor. And it's fun to watch. I really do hope she goes quite far with this. 24 out of 30, she's in the running.
Yep.
I don't think she'll get voted off right away. I hope she goes all the way to the end.
It looks like they all like her, too.
They do. She's a very likable character, you can tell.
Hannah and Alan did a foxtrot. It was a very good dance. Bruno said it was amazing and enchanting, but he couldn't see the footwork for the fog.
No, yeah, and they do that sometimes, and you block the footwork, and it hides what they're really doing. It was Aladdin. It was very nice. I mean, you can't go wrong with A Whole New World. Everybody just loves the song. You know, the word stunning was used a couple times. They gave nines. Lynn wasn't. It was a little bit tougher. Gave the seven,
yeah.
Of course. But it wasn't quite the dance that it could have been, but again, you see that from week to week.
Back to the jazz dance again with Kel and Whitney. Kel and Whitney did an awesome job. It's a combination of everything. Len said the dance suited him, but Bruno said it was the top of the class.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great performance. I mean, you can't go wrong. It was very, very nice. You have to like it sometimes when you see things like this, and you see the great dances, and you see they just get out there, they just kill it, and they get a great score.
And I think Karamo had a pretty good dance as well, but it radiated joy, but he fell back a bit. And he tends to fall behind in his footwork.
I thought you're right on the money on that one. I mean, it was really an interesting thing. The footwork is tough on that one. The Lion, it was a great theme, and it was a great samba. The problem with samba is that it's a beautiful dance. I mean, when you watch it, it has great rhythm, has a lot of different timings incorporated in it. But if you get behind at all, you're going to really fall behind. And it's very hard to catch up. And he was a little bit behind at one point. And, you know, if you don't catch up, you know it when you're dancing it. And it's going to affect your face. It's going to affect your performance and your body movement and your partnership, and as a judge, you cannot help but see that, and that's what we saw.
You can see people growing in their dancing this week.
Yes, you can. You finally, by week five, you start to really separate out the dancers.
And even Sean Spicer did a good job.
You know, I think so, too. You know, as I've said before, I think anybody that gets out there gets applause because it's a lot of work and a lot of pressure. And you're right. Sean and Lindsay did a good job there. It was a low score. It was a 19 out of 30. We're surprised, both of us, that he was not voted off. But by having no eliminations,
that's right.
Everybody was safe. But they gave it a try for the Toy Story. It was not awful. You got a friend in me, and he tried to make a lot of friends with that dance.
Now, back a couple of seasons ago, you and I off air would rail that they're giving away too many nines in the first few weeks. This is the week that they gave away their first nine.
They did, actually, and they really held off to week five, which I thought was great because it leads a little more anticipation. It leads a little more real critiques and real judging. And like you said, you and I over several seasons were shocked when week number one and two there were nines.
Yeah.
And now in season 28, we're not seeing that until week number five.
Right. And in week number five, James Vanderbeek, who we think would be the big winner, had a good one. He got two nines, and Bruno gave him a nine, but Len came down on an eight. So they gave him 26 of 30 on a Paso Doble that was beautiful.
It was. It was a great Paso Doble. We love the Pirates of the Caribbean. We've seen that done many times, and it's a great, powerful routine. I do hope that he'll go a little further. He's a fun performer. I've watched him in several shows, of course, and he's always entertaining to watch, and he really does give it his all. He was recently saying on air, quoting, that he wanted to win, that he wanted to give it his all. It was dramatic. It was strong. It was a 26. But, you know, will it go the distance? I don't know.
It's a big thing to figure. Now, the bottom two
yep.
were Sean and Lindsay and
yeah.
Karamo and Jenna.
Yeah.
And nobody gets eliminated on Disney night.
No, no. So next week is going to be fun because we're going to see some surprises next week.
Would this
week.
Be maybe a double elimination next
That's
week?
That's kind of what we're all thinking, is we're going to see two knocked out next week. So unless they surprise everyone, we're all anticipating that because there were none. So I can't speak today. There were no eliminations last week. I'm so glad it's a podcast that we can actually talk freely. It's kind of nice.
I think that you see the progression this week. You also see the ones that are getting ready to be champions start to make it. Like James and Mikel and Allie, those three did a great job last night.
They really did. And I think the champions are coming. And I think in week number six, seven, and especially by eight, you really start to see the winners, and you start to see the people that are not only good performers, but they're good dancers. And you see that starting to come out in the training and the things that they're doing. And they're all working very hard every week. I mean, the training is intense, if nothing else. And the pressure is very, very high.
If you want to learn how to dance, but you don't want to learn as fast as the Dancing with the Stars do it, I got a buddy. I got a guy. His name is Hunter Lyle, the Arthur Murray Dance Studio, that for the past almost 20 years has been doing it. And you're not giving lessons for competitive dancing. This is dancing just for pleasure.
It really is. We teach all styles at Arthur Murray, and Arthur Murray's been the leader for many years in Lexington, almost 20 years, and just here alone. And it's really exciting because we teach social dancing. We teach you how to get on the floor if you're going to a wedding or a cruise or a social event, and you can get out there and look great. If you're a couple, you get to spend time together. If you're a single person, don't be afraid to call, because you're going to be dancing with a teacher, and you'll get to meet people. And it's really nice because it takes you out of your comfort zone. I had a really nice couple that heard our podcast that was talking this week, and they said they were so nervous, and they had heard us on the air different times throughout the years, and they finally took the plunge. And when they got there, they said, "This is the most fun we've ever had," and they had such a great time, and you could just see the smiles on their face. And that's what's so rewarding here in Lexington, is to teach people how to dance every day and get on the floor. And just, if you can walk in the door, you can learn to dance. That's the key.
Do you ever get people that want to do the at a wedding, the daddy and the wife?
Yes.
We'll get together on some kind of weird dance. Do you do something like that?
We see this a lot. I'll tell you, it's funny you should ask this. In the past year, we've seen a great trend with not only the father-daughter dances, but the mother and the son dances. And we see the couple dances as a mishmash of songs. It's taking three or four songs and putting them together into a medley to create a performance. Hmm. Because now when you're on, you know, you're out there dancing together, you're not just swaying back and forth like high school anymore. You're on Facebook Live. You're out there on TV. You're out there, for the moment you hit that floor, you're on video. So you got to look great. And we're seeing that a lot. We're seeing a great trend this past year in that, actually. It's funny you should mention it.
So 278-7711, the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. If you want to learn how to dance, you've got two free lessons for them?
We sure do. Call now, 278-7711. You've been hearing this for a long time, and if you've been thinking about it or you're nervous, don't wait. You know, in life, it's not the things you don't do. It's the things you do that you enjoy and that you really find joy in. So call now, 278-7711, and you're going to learn to dance and have a great time. And it might just change your life. You never know. We've said that for years. It's a lot of fun, and we hope you come by and give it a try.
There you go. That's Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio, our Dancing with the Stars update for this week. We'll see you next Tuesday, Hunter.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.